and welcome to a new episode of From the Honeycomb Podcast. I am your host, Katerina Buranova. Each week, we dive into a blend of topics that resonate with the soul. Whether you're an architect enthusiast, have a passion for wanderlust, want to discover holistic approaches to rejuvenate your body and mind, or are intrigued to learn about Vastu Shastra with a modern approach, you've come to the right place. Join me as I sit down with inspiring, like-minded women from various walks of life. We will delve into their journeys to discuss the challenges and moments that define their paths. So sit back, relax, and let the spark of positive energy ignite your curiosity. Welcome to my birthday episode. I am excited to be sitting here talking about one of my favorite things is my birthday. I loved celebrating my birthday, and so I always want to dedicate a birthday episode around my birthday. So my birthday is March 7th. And I know this episode airs the day after, so once you listen to this, I will already be 32 years old. So I just wanted to do an episode kind of reflecting. I feel like I know there's so many episodes I do around reflecting at the end of the year, in the middle of the year, but there is something to be said about your birthday and reflecting on, you know, where you are in life, no matter what birthday you're celebrating, if it's a big milestone birthday, or if it's just, you know, one of those birthdays where it's just a birthday for you. I think it's really important to kind of just celebrate where you are today and how old you're turning. As we begin every episode, I like to share something that I am grateful for in the present moment. And in the moment, what I am grateful for is just the support network of people I have around me. Not only in helping me with my company and getting that off the ground, you know, I've shared on social media and everything, and I've talked about it takes a village to have a company, but also in some personal aspects of my life. There are things happening in my personal life that I have not shared on social media or on the podcast. And it has been incredible, the support network that I have around me, that it's, you know, going through something tough in life or like a challenging time. It's always good to have that support there for you, and knowing people who have your back and who, you know, you can message right away and they message back with support and positivity. So that's something I've just been very, very grateful for. In past episodes for my birthday, I have done, I think, like 31 or 30 lessons I've learned in my 30 years of life, you know, or I know for my 30th episode, I think I went back and I talked about every year of my 20s and things like that. And I was really kind of thinking, how do I want to do this episode? How do I want to, you know, what do I want to talk about? Do I want to do like 32 lessons I've learned, or what's kind of the message I want to have come across in this episode? And I didn't want to do a list or anything. I just kind of wanted to give my thoughts on this birthday, because this birthday, I feel like there's something different about it. There's something about just, I feel more established, I guess, being in my, so I'm 32, so like early 30s, I'm kind of getting into that mid-30s soon, like that little borderline. But I just feel very good and confident about where I am in life as far as my relationship, so my marriage, my company, having my business, that my career-wise. And so having those two really foundations of my life, I feel so good and so grounded. And I have been working so hard towards getting my architecture license and then having my company and just working in architecture, going through architecture school, then going through, you know, from preschool to 12th grade in the United States through school. Like, I've all of that hard work and I feel like I'm here. And now it's this whole second phase, it almost feels like, or like next chapter, like second chapter, not second chapter, I shouldn't say chapter, but like part one has been leading up to this, and then now it's part two. And what I mean, like, of course I had, you know, my childhood years and then, you know, university, but this is kind of the, seems like, especially in this last year, and I know in the year coming up, it's going to be such a pivotal change for me. And I feel like there's just so much work that I have done to get to this point, to get to this year, being 32, that I feel like there's just, like, now there's something, like, if that makes sense, like there's something else, there's that next part of the journey, like the next part of the destination. Like, I've worked so hard to get where I am today that, you know, there are other things I'm still working towards. I'm always working towards something. I always have a long to-do list, always have goals and things that I'm trying to accomplish, but I feel very good where I am right now. And anything else like, you know, I do is going to just be like the cherry on top. But there's just so much more I plan on doing, business ideas I have, places I want to travel, and so many personal things too, goals that I want to accomplish. But I just feel right now in this time coming up on my 32nd birthday that I feel good. I feel established. Like, established is really the word that comes to mind. And I feel like, you know, maybe I, even though I don't have own a home, you know, I think there's a lot of things I've also within the last year have let go of. I've let go of things that, and I've talked about this in my 30th episode, my 30th birthday episode, I think, is a lot of the beliefs that you have to have certain things by a certain age, or, you know, especially like having a home, having a kid, having a job, like having a husband, or, you know, that 2.5 kids life, picket white fence, everything, you live in the suburbs, and like, then you've made it. I think that's completely has changed and shifted. And a lot of the people I surround myself with don't have that same viewpoint, because there's just so many different avenues you can take in life to be successful. You don't have to have that picture perfect, you know, 1950s kind of style of a family. There's just so much more to life than having that. So life can look so different and be so successful is what I'm trying to say. And like I said, coming into this birthday, I think I'm also really feeling solidified in being in my 30s and feeling that already it's been a whirlwind of, you know, when I turned 30 is when I became licensed. When I turned 31, I started my company. And now, you know, coming into my 32nd birthday, like, I'm like, what's this big thing that's going to happen this year? Because it seems like there is just like my 30s have just been so successful in a way of I've just been able to really, like, all of the hard work that came from the 20s, like now in my 30s, I'm reaping those rewards from that hard work in the 20s and all the growth and all the like growing pains and everything that I had to go through, you know, that you have to go through in your 20s. There's so much you have to learn about yourself. You know, when you're a teenager, it's hard. You've got hormones, you've got pressure of school, you're living at home, you're living with siblings. There's just so much that goes on. But then in your 20s, once you become independent and you have your first job and then your first apartment and you're able to pay rent and like buy yourself groceries and you learn how to cook for yourself. Like, there's so much of that in your 20s that once you come to your 30s, it's different. Like, I have to say, like, I also feel so adult now. For some, like, it took until I was 32, almost 32, so 31, 32 years old, to say that I feel like an adult now, finally. And that feels good to say, like, yep, I feel like I'm like an adult now. Because I have more responsibilities, you know, like I said in my episode about, you know, starting my own company, it just feels so much more mature, so much more adult-like. And there, it's just been this really good feeling around this birthday. And one thing that I did make a little note about, some things I wanted to share about, you know, for this episode is I never believed that you could reach an age where you forget how old you are. And I heard about it from, you know, like, older people growing up, like, oh yeah, you kind of forget, or the birthdays get, you know, less significant. For me, I don't think the birthdays will ever get less significant. I love celebrating my birthday. I go out of town every year with Jesse, and he also makes me this like advent calendar that he made. So it's like a Christmas calendar. And there's a little box, of course, for like each day, except there's 31 days. So he had to add 6 days because March has 31 days. And advent calendars are usually what, like 24, 25 days, right, till Christmas. And so, but each day I get to open one of these little boxes. Now, when he first made it for me, he thought this was a great idea. He didn't realize that I would love it and let's do it every year. So now, like, you know, of course, like a lot of the boxes, it's like a sub piece of candy or something like that, which I love. Like, there's certain pieces of candy, like throughout a relationship that like mean something. So we really like Justin's peanut butter cups. So those will be sprinkled in, and I love Smurf gummies. So, you know, and those are kind of hard to get in the US. So I'll have like a Smurf gummy here or there. And so like now it's little fun things like that. And then we go somewhere every year. And so it's just, I love celebrating my birthday. I love getting presents. I know I'm never not going to want to celebrate my birthday, but I feel like this past year, I have found myself forgetting how old I am though. And there's been moments where someone's asked me like, oh, how old are you? And it actually happened at a family get together a couple weeks ago. And I was like, oh, I'm 30, and I'm 32. And I was like, no, wait, I'll be 32. I think I'm 31 right now, and I just couldn't remember for a second. And it, I mean, that kind of goes to say, like, you know, age is just a number, and it's the feeling that you are. It's like how old you feel. But I don't know. So it's been kind of funny seeing, like, there's, you know, I just don't know. Sometimes I forget how old I am. The one funny thing is I still get carded at the grocery store. So in the United States, you have to be 21 years old to buy alcohol. And I still get carded at the local grocery store that I go to all the time. Even though they know me, they still card me. And so it's flattering. Although, you know, sometimes I'm like, well, it is, it's a nice thing. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm 30, I'm going to be 32. Like, I appreciate it. And like, the people are younger than me who are checking my ID. So that's kind of funny. And they're always kind of like, look at me after they look at my birth date. And, you know, I can tell, I'm like, I know you're younger than me, but I know I look younger than you. So I think that's funny. But one thing I also saw the other day is Jennifer Aniston posted on Instagram for her birthday is this really nice video kind of montage reel about, and the audio in it said something really beautiful. And it was saying essentially that no matter what age you are today, whatever birthday you're celebrating, so let's, you know, so I'm celebrating my 32nd birthday, a little bit of me is still 31, a little bit of me is still 30. 29, 28, 22, 18, 17, 16. There's little bits of every age, something that you learn, something that you were taught during a certain age, and that stays with you. And so essentially what the audio was, you know, the clip was saying was, you know, really celebrate your birthday. It's a gift that you are celebrating another year. There's so many people out there who aren't able to get to the age that you are at right now. And it is, you know, people get older and they go, oh, there is something to say, like, you are so lucky to be at the age that you are at. And everything that has come before, all the lessons that you have learned coming up until this point, have made you who you are. Every age that you have been has shaped you into the person that you are today. So that's really just kind of the message I wanted to share in this birthday episode is, you know, there's people who don't want to celebrate their birthdays or, you know, are worried about the age they're becoming, or, you know, of course, every year the number keeps going up, but taking that moment to really celebrate where you are and the fact that you're able to celebrate this age, no matter what it is. I mean, and if, you know, you feel like you're late in life, I just don't feel like that. Like I said earlier, there's just so many different ways of life now and how family structures are, your careers are, what, you know, there's just so many different journeys and paths that you can take in life. And, you know, there's people who have to restart, you know, career paths, or they get, you know, evicted from their home and they have to, you know, find a new home. And there's so many, you know, challenging things that happen in life. And it's kind of like a rebirth in a way whenever you have these challenging times, but these challenging times will help you grow. I know this episode is a nice little short, sweet episode, but I just wanted to come on and talk about my birthday and just some things I've been kind of thinking about around this time of the year and just kind of reflecting on what my 30s have been so far. And I know I'm still in, like, in the early part of my 30s, but this decade has really been fun. Like, I feel, and one of my friends just turned 40 and we were talking with her, and she's just like, and she's had so many changes happen in her life just within, like, the first month of turning 40. And she's like, this is just a whole new decade. And you can just feel that energy. And so I'm really tapping into that energy of my 30s. There's plans I have for what I want to accomplish, of course, in the next decade. And I've actually started planning what I want to accomplish in my 40s. That's what I'm saying. I have so many goals and plans in life. It's ridiculous. But it's just, I'm so passionate about doing things and becoming and learning. And I just, there's just so much I want to do in life. But I just wanted to sit down in this episode to share with you kind of my thoughts around the birthday. Went a little deep, but at the end of the day, I just also wanted to keep it lighthearted and positive and think about, you know, if you are celebrating a birthday or you're thinking about a birthday and you're like, I don't know, you know, I'm kind of dreading it, you know, dreading being a year older, don't. birthdays are meant to be celebrations. I see it as a celebration. And it's a time that everyone can celebrate you because you were born, you know, you came into this life, which is a miracle within and of itself. So don't forget to celebrate the miracle that is you. Thank you for listening to this episode of From the Honeycomb Podcast. As we conclude, I want to express my gratitude for joining me in today's episode. I hope you have found it insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate, review, and click that like button so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to share this with your friends. You can follow me on Instagram at From the Honeycomb Podcast, and you can also further your support of From the Honeycomb by visiting the Patreon link provided in the show notes. Your contribution helps make more episodes possible. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to my monthly newsletter, A Spark of Positive Energy, that comes out on the 7th of each month. Thank you so much, and see you next Friday.